We begin today with breaking news.
Welcome to the first AI-narrated audio supplement to the Weekly Red Lines, offering news you can use every Friday. This is Android Adam, and I'll be your guide through the headlines today. Find links to all the stories with the print edition at theweeklyredlines.com. Say it ain't so. Tennessee House passes bill eviscerating marriage equality, sealed with a kiss to their friends at the Supreme Court. Quote for the week, drag queens are the Marines of the queer movement. And by the way, a social media post has never been as powerful as a registered vote. RuPaul, Big Cup, the week's top stories. First, the good news, Boston still rocks. Don't believe me? Check out the Verb Hotel. It's a great place to stay, filled with rock and roll memorabilia without a trace of must or dust. And the golden tiger-patterned bathrobes are good enough to buy, which we did. The fascist takeover by Republican legislatures continues across the country, with one vicious bill after another gleefully torturing all who beg to differ. Trans kids and their families are living with particular terror as Florida gets set to take the children from their parents, even if the kids have been moved to another state for their own protection. News for LGBTQ headlines. 988. Suicide prevention line ramps up. LGBTQI+ chat. Text services. The anti-drag bill passed in Tennessee is straight from history's playbooks. Iowan stage massive rally against anti-LGBTQ bills. Transgender Kentucky. School board member speaks out against bills targeting LGBTQ community. Coroner finds ODs and robberies of NYC gay bar patrons were murders. News for the U.S. and beyond. California nixes. $54 million Walgreens deal over abortion pills. DeSantis inches closer to presidential run announcement with California speech. Gay people abandoning Japan for legal marriage. News for health and aging. New developments in anti-obesity medications show promise. Report shows troubling rise in colorectal cancer among U.S. adults younger than 55. Women at high risk of ovarian cancer should consider fallopian tube removal. Experts say, tough journeys when cancer strikes people living with dementia. News for finance and retirement. To look after yourself, first look after your finances. Millions of Americans nearing retirement age with no savings. News for entertainment and culture. Russell Tovey to honor queer artist David Rowe Billiard. In a new film, Pauly Shore reflects on his Encino Man co-star's Oscar nominations. Riku Browning, the actor who played the creature from the Black Lagoon, dies at 93. News for travel. Can you have multiple passports? The Points Guy, 20. Safest countries for LGBTQ travelers ranked in a new report. This has been the Weekly Red Lines, produced by WonderVox AI, copyright Mademark Publishing.